Hey, let's do one on a Millie, Millie, Perry, Perry, 1/11/42, date of birth, dated for yesterday, which was the 18th, 3/18/2022. Our patient has a history of present illness. Our patient is an 80-year-old woman with history of severe dementia, period. The patient was last hospitalized 18 months ago with exacerbation of COPD and severe dementia, period. Since then, patient has become total ADL dependent. Patient wears a diaper, bowel and bladder incontinent, not eating very much. Family has decided against PEG, PEG 2 placement, and has made the patient do not resuscitate and do not like for patient to go back to the hospital. And for this reason, patient has been referred to hospice and admitted to hospice for end-stage dementia. Medical problems, hypertension, dementia, Alzheimer's, Lewy body dementia to be exact, which was diagnosed 2 years ago, as well as COPD with exacerbation of COPD, behavioral issues, difficulty sleeping, sundowner syndrome, recent urinary tract infection. Medication, Macrobid, 100 milligram BID, singular 10 milligram a day. Norvasc, 5 milligram a day. Remeron, 15 milligram a day. Social, she's originally from Doucette, D-O-U-C-E-T-T, Texas. She's been widowed since 12-12. After her husband passed away, she used to be a heavy smoker, never drank much. Review of system, recent urinary tract infection, constipation, off and on, treated with colace, decreased appetite, weight loss, agitation, behavioral issues, lack of sleep, not eating, only eating 20%, profound weight loss of 10 to 15 pounds in the past 2 months, which has prompted the family to ask for care and hospice, period. Patient also was in a nursing home because her daughter needed a break. She's a very high risk of falls. She took a fall at the nursing home. She was able to ambulate with wheelchair, but she's no longer able to do that, and she's now chair-bound, period. Family history, both mom and dad died of old age. COVID vaccination up to date. Surgery, no surgeries. Allergy, none. Review of system as above. On exam, 130 over 82, 1888, non-febrile. Heart positive, home positive, stood distant, heart sound, lungs, bronchi with few coarse red sounds, abdomen soft. Skin shows decreased, turgor, oral mucosa is dry, patient lower extremity, muscle wasting, there's also temporal wasting present. Assessment number one, 80-year-old woman with history of Lewy body dementia, whom for the past 2 months has become much more obtunded. Patient is not oriented to patient person, place, or time. Patient is now total ADL dependent, wears a diaper, bowel and bladder incontinent with profound weight loss, recent urinary tract infection, recent history of fall. She was at the nursing home with a diagnosis of Lewy body dementia associated with COPD and hypertension and O2 dependency, period. Patient is very much a candidate for hospice, most likely has less than 6 months to live. The daughter, who's a nurse, Anita, has already made her mind up about the DNR and feeding tube and has decided against that and or any hospitalization. The daughter needs help to care for mom at home. Number two, agitation. Recommend reducing Remeron from 15 to 7.5 milligram at a low dose. It should do a better job with her sleep. Next number, if not an improved, may need anxiolytics and or switch him to a different antipsychotic. Next number is COPD. Next number is O2 dependency. Next number is hypertension. Next number is blood pressure control. Next number, end-stage dementia. Next number, overall patient has a very poor prognosis. Next number, agitation and behavioral issue. Next number, severe sundowner syndrome. Next number is constipation and colitis. Next number is recent urinary tract infection on Macrobid. Also in the very beginning where it says 80-year-old woman, put that 80-year-old woman with poor dentition. Let's get that in there somehow. And I guess that's it for now. Oh, and come back to assessment. Poor dentition, patient refuses to wear dentures, most likely contributing to the weight loss, but not as much as her end-stage dementia. Thank you.